I have this uncomfortable feeling about software craftsmen, the movement, and I sort of also sympathize with Dick Wall of the Java Posse, because he probably shares these opinions as well. I mean, the first problem with it is that, number one for me, it alienates women and girls. So if you look at the Manifesto for Software Craftsmanship, the first sentence reads as aspiring software craftsmen, we are raising the bar of professional software development by practicing it and helping others learn the craft. The big problem there is craftsmen. And really, if you're trying to attract new women and girls into the industry, the first thing you read is that craftsmen, which makes it look like and read like wood whittling or engineering, something really hard-hatted. Not that it's going to be any different for women. It's an intellectual and grey matter craft. It's software development. But that's it. I'm just saying. I guess my other issue is well-crafted software. I think that is a matter of subjective detail. We don't actually know all the world's software. We haven't all seen it. We have instruction. That's good. That's really good. But how do we know who really is the best? It's like having a company that tells us, like, we are the best. We do the best. But then you can't quite believe them. How do you measure that? The other thing, let's just switch domains. Let's switch domains to physical architecture, not software architecture. Sky calls Sir Christopher Wren, who 500 years ago created St. Paul's Cathedral, a fabulous building and cathedral in the centre of London, with that fabulous dome. Now everybody kind of knows who lives around here. Now that's great, because you can actually go inside to St. Paul's Cathedral and look around and marvel at the structure, the brick wall, the arches, the gargoyles, pews, everything else. But can we actually do that with, say, Facebook or Google? Can we actually go into Google and look at their code and see what the value is? Multiply that by all the big companies and .NET companies that you know in the world. Or how about going 60 years back? Start from the beginning. How do we value all their software? Because if we can't, how do we know that we're adding value? It's subjective. Okay, it's great to have great coding techniques and long variable descriptive names and readability. But is that really adding value? Okay, number three for me, I definitely agree, community of professionals adding steady value, if we know what that value is, and the community of professionals. I certainly agree with that. I have been a former Java user group leader up until a few years ago. I wish that we had more genuine community instead of nepotism and elitism and fakery. Mucking people around. I wish it was better. And that brings me to my other point. It's a movement, for goodness sake. That means, and if these people become more senior, and which could lead to a new generation of people who follow this software craftsmanship mantra, then their ideas are going to be enforced on us. And I think, and this is where I share Dick Wall's opinion, that innovation, creativity, and passion could be stifled and suppressed. We've had software development since the 1950s, and it was creative, it was academic, and we had innovation. Please let us not be imprisoned by software craftsmanship.